Let's get to the news. I'm your host, Spencer. Feel free to introduce yourself at any time, Lexi, with or without an echo.
My name is Lexi.
We're the main characters of every story. Yeah. Don't you agree?
Of course.
This main character energy is too much to handle. Are you thirsty?
I could even say too hot to handle.
Ooh. On that note, thanks for tuning in. As always, it's your weekly pop culture news guide. What's up? I don't know about you. My week was fast. I don't know what type of lightning speed I was on. My week went by so fast, and it was so dry this week. The internet was dead. Nothing was going on TikTok.
I feel like not a lot happened. I was like waiting YouTube, for some cool new trends to happen on TikTok so I could make more videos, and Twitter, literally nothing happened.
Nothing's going on. I was waiting for like another celebrity death announcement. Like I thought, are we going to continue the streak? And we didn't. So that's pretty cool. Too dark? Too soon? Let me know.
Well.
You know it's a slow news week when Us Weekly is publishing articles about celebrities' pampered pets.
Yeah, that's like, that's how you know. That's really the telltale sign. Who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit?
Let me just put it out there. Let me just say it because won't.
And every Friday when I go to work, I like to see the new tabloids that they put out like every week. And guess what the tabloid was on? It was like a People magazine or something. Guess what this tabloid said?
Oh, no.
Brad and Angelina, what we've learned from our kids. I was like, who the F? Who cares what they've learned from their children? You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I mean, like, I'm not exactly reading a parenting guide written by either of them.
Slow news week. You know what I mean? I got so bored this week that I watched on Snapchat, an entire Heidi D'Amelio family fridge tour where they showed everybody what was in their fridge and how they organized their fridge and what's in there. And I mean,
that is called free groceries week. That's called a tax write-off for both that fridge and everything in it.
Oh, okay. But see, part of me, okay, can we just get into like the mentality of celebrity fridge tours for a minute? Because Khloe Kardashian created that whole thing. All these celebrity fridges are so clean and organized. That is not how their fridge looks. Like Miss Heidi D'Amelio had plates of cut vegetables and watermelon and fruit and like sitting in the fridge, and I'm like, you expect me to believe that Heidi D'Amelio, the mother of two of the most famous influencers on the planet, cuts her own vegetables and puts them in her own fridge?
Absolutely.
If
not.
So, we've all lost. Like, we have all lost. But I will take a watermelon slice because those looked bomb.
I would believe that those are actively in the fridge only because with their careers, I would imagine they would have plenty of time to do it themselves.
But like,
do they need to or want to? No.
And it's like Khloe Kardashian with the cookie jars and all the celebrities that like do their home tours and they have all their fridges full of like vegan juices and like all this stuff. And I'm like, where do you even buy that? Like, that is not the local Safeway.
No.
No.
It's some bougie grocery store where a loaf of bread is like $7.
Thank you for coming to our TED Talk. I also hope that I didn't offend you before we started recording, because I looked at you and I was like, are you having an allergic reaction? And you're like, that's just my makeup.
Yeah, that's what happens all the time. My boyfriend teases me too. He's like, so we spent a little bit too much time in the sun today, did we?
Oh, roasted. You know, my favorite thing ever, one of my favorite moments of this podcast ever has been, is when we interviewed a celebrity makeup artist and you came to the interview and you looked like Miss Piggy. And you had so much like red, orange stuff on your cheeks. And you sat down and you were like, do you think I look okay? And I was, I was trying to be a supportive friend. I was like, yeah, why? And you were like, because we're interviewing this makeup artist and I'm really insecure about how I look. And I was like, it's fine.
I looked like a clown.
You
it's
really
okay
do.
Though.
Yeah, you really do. Go back. Everybody go back on YouTube and find that clip.
It was a really great interview, and she was so sweet and so nice, and she didn't mention it at all.
No,
but I definitely was like, I definitely was a little bit of a clown moment.
Yeah, I mean, you look—it's progress, right? When I look at you today, it's like we've gone from Miss Piggy to allergic reaction.
I mean, I stopped putting blush like out here, as I put it just over the bridge of my nose, because my hair covers so much of my face Like, there's no point in having
how
blush
there. How do
girls
do it? Like, for guys, it's just so... I literally have to get up, take a shower, brush my teeth, put on deodorant, and brush my hair, and I'm out the door. Like,
I mean,
I'm
I do
so
that most
happy.
Of the time anyways. Like, I don't spend most of my days putting on makeup.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, but when like, I do, the then it's like a whole thing. Like, but I don't even do a full face. Like, I don't do foundation. I just do concealer.
You don't get caked?
Yeah, no, I don't get caked.
You know,
I just don't like putting that much product on my face. I don't really... It just... I know it's one of those things where girls will be like... yeah, we can tell that you don't try that much on your makeup. Ooh. And I'm like, I don't care though. Like,
material
that's the thing.
Girl.
It's like, I do my makeup the way that I like to do my makeup because that's the way I like my makeup. But
material girl.
It's no shade to anybody. Like, if you want to do a full face, I fully support you. It's just not for me.
To our second TED Talk.
Yeah.
I can still hide my arms across, just judging the world. We talk about, okay, how are you though? Let me look in your eyes. Let's have a deep conversation. We talk about strangers more than we talk about ourselves.
Yeah.
We talk about other people.
I'm
how
good.
Are you?
I'm doing good.
I'm still battling a cherry Pepsi addiction.
I
with pizza
love
and love.
That. I am the opposite.
Won't
I started
stop.
Going
Won't
to the
stop.
Gym again. In true New Year's fashion, I am back in the gym in January. I've gone, this will be my third day in a row.
All right,
I
that's enough
for,
about you. No, I'm
just
kidding.
Okay.
Just kidding.
I signed up for a fitness class, which is exciting.
Which would give me supreme anxiety. Like, I couldn't work out with other people or with like a teacher. Because could you, please? Could
I'm
you
just
imagine
trying.
That?
I go to a Planet Fitness, which is like
I like
kind
Planet
of embarrassing.
Fitness. Don't throw shade on Planet Fitness. Planet Fitness is great.
It's just not to say that it's beneath me.
Okay, you know what?
But
Planet
like,
Fitness
they don't
is...
have a lot of the stuff that I like because I like to lift weights. I'm not really big into cardio, and they have free weights, but they don't have like a bench press. They don't have a squat rack that you can actually. That's not a Smith machine, so it's kind of annoying.
Why don't you come
because
to my YMCA
all the things that
me?
I want because it's $45 a month.
No, with
plus
me, I think I, if I have it,
it's
can
$10
I... No,
a day.
No, with me
for a guest pass.
At YMCA?
Yeah, it's like
even
10
if I
bucks
have a
for
membership?
A guest pass. Yeah.
Oh. I mean, then I'll just come with you as your free guest. That's how it works,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that would be fun.
Can we
I
do
get
that?
To bring a free guest. Yeah, I get one free guest every time I go.
I'm a free guest.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Are you looking at me? Like looking me up and down? Like as if I need it?
No. I was aiming so I could use my foot in your chair to like turn myself slightly. So that's why that
I
was
like, you're looking me up and down? Like,
yeah.
Oh,
no,
man.
You look great.
Thank
There's
you.
No
I know.
Concerns here.
You also look great.
Thanks. No, I've actually put on a few pounds recently.
You
so.
Always say that and I never know. Well, anyway, then. I think that's enough about us. Is that enough about us?
I think we're good.
Yeah, I think we're good. Let's talk
Let's
about everybody
get
into else. It just takes away from our
some
problems.
Britney Spears news because we can never get enough of that.
Oh, the fallout from Jamie Spears's Good Morning America interview. I have
Which
all
I don't
the
know
receipts.
Why she thought that was a good idea.
Why
Let's just start there.
We talked about the interview last week and all the crap that she spilled and her memoir that she's trying to sell because the rent is due. Jamie Lynn's trying to pay the rent. Rent is due and she has to sell this book because she can't live off the conservatorship anymore.
Yeah. We all know that's what's happening here.
Do we feel bad for her?
No.
I mean, like,
I feel like she should have established her own career by now at this point.
In
but her
some
whole
way,
personality is just being Britney Spears' sister. Yeah, that's
imagine
really
being so irrelevant and needing money.
Her whole thing is that she's related to Britney.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like it doesn't. Nobody really actually cares about her. They just care about her perspective on Britney.
And it's all accumulated into a cease and desist. I have got all the receipts from this cease and desist, like because they have been going through a back and forth all week. That's been the only thing that's keeping me going. Okay, during this boring week is like looking up on Instagram and Twitter, and like Britney and Jamie have been sending each other messages back and forth. They've been going at it in the public, in the press, and then now it's turned into a cease and desist. So I have all the receipts. If you want to, should we go through the messages?
Yeah, let's go through the messages.
So starting from chronological order here, the GMA interview last week. Remember how I like manifested? I was like, where is Britney's response in like a crazy IG caption? Well, the minute we stopped recording last week, she dropped it.
Love
so
it.
Let's start with that. And then we'll go through like the back and forths and then we'll end on the cease and desist. And I have a copy of the cease and desist. So we'll be reading that. We're going to be doing some fine reading. This is the Finer Things Club. Okay. So here we go in quotes. So I got really sick last night. 104 degree fever, maybe higher. Not sure because I stopped checking. And like when you read Britney's Instagram captions and her Twitter, like and keep up with it as much as we have, it's kind of a language that you have to like decipher. Like, you know, like the things that she posts on Instagram don't exactly make her look
sane.
Out of the woods yet, we'll say. Okay, anyway.
Oh, her Miss Ashley, Dr.
She
Ashley,
does, like,
what
these
it is?
Skits on social media and like it worries me.
They make me uncomfortable.
I'm so uncomfortable. They make,
I couldn't even finish watching the one that you sent me, the most recent one.
It's just,
I was so like, deeply filled with secondhand embarrassment.
I don't understand. Like, you're trying to get out of a conservatorship and prove that you're not mentally ill.
And yet, you
and yet you're posting skits on the internet as a 40-year-old woman. No, I mean, like, we're shading pretty hard right now, but, like, free Britney. I'm never sick, so if I do, if I do get sick, I'm a drama queen. I needed a leave for the pain in my head. I had nothing. I called my security. Can you please go get me something to relieve the pain in my head? My fever is pretty high. And then she goes on to talk about how her security wouldn't go get her medicine, blah, blah, blah. So she turned up the channel, or changed the channel, and there was Jamie Lynn. So she said, anyways, the two things that did bother me that my sister said was how my behavior was out of control, which is what we talked about last week. She was never around me much 15 years ago at that time, so why are they even talking about that unless she wants to sell a book at my expense? Really? Then where the lady mentioned, why did she accuse you of doing remixes to her songs? I know it may sound silly to most people, but I wrote a lot of my songs and my sister was the baby. She never had to work for anything. Everything was always given to her. If you were me, you might understand asking for 13 years for remixes to go into a small venue show and on tours. 13 years later, and they assigned me as the mother of all, heart of gold, Britney sitting there seeing a 15-minute performance of everything I've ever wanted. But see, I always was the bigger person. They all got to do it and play me, and always sat there, and I always sat there and took it. But see, now it's a joke. The last thing I would ever do is ask for what was just given to her. So yes, they did ruin my dreams. I do remember asking my sister, why did she do that when she knew I was waiting to change my show? And her only words were, well, it wasn't my idea. Context for this. For all the time that Britney was in the conservatorship, when they wouldn't let her sing live, they made her lip sync, they always made her do the studio versions of her songs. So for like 20 years, she's been singing the same songs and they won't let her remix it. They won't let her change her show. And so then here comes Jamie Lynn singing her songs.
For what reason?
For what reason is Jamie Lynn singing all of her songs?
They're not her songs. For what
reason? Hope your book does well, Jamie Lynn. I won't be doing Instagram for a while. The media, this business, has always been extremely hateful to me. I've given enough, more than enough. I was never given back what I wanted. They say in the Bible, ask and you shall receive. Not in my life. Just like my family, I asked security for a leave as I laid there with a 104-degree fever in bed, and he told me no. My family ruined my dreams 100 billion percent, and they try to make me look like the crazy one. Well, I have a 104-degree fever, not being able to move in bed. My family loves to pull me down and hurt me always, so I am disgusted with them. Then she goes on to talk about more of her fever, which was a trip. Jamie Lynn then responded via Instagram, and here's what Jamie Lynn had to say. Do you want to read it? Yeah.
Last thing I want is to be doing this, but here we are. It's hard to see these posts as I know the world also feels. I just wish her well. Brit, I am always here. You know, behind the scenes, I have always been here. It's become exhausting when conversations and texts we have in private don't match what you post on social media. I know you're going through a lot and I never want to diminish that, but I also can't diminish myself. Quite frankly, the things being said are absolutely not the truth, and I have to clarify that, because now it's getting harder for me to rationalize to my oldest daughter why our family continues to get death threats as a result of their aunt's vague and accusatory posts, especially when we know she could tell the truth and put an end to all of it in 1 second if she wanted to. Sadly, after a lifetime of staying silent, I have come to realize this isn't going to be a reality, and I may have to set the record straight myself in order to protect mine and my family's well-being. That being said, I hate to burst my sister's bubble, but my book is not about her. I can't help that I was born a Spears too, and that some of my experiences involve my sister. I've worked hard since before I was even a teenager, and I built my career in spite of just being someone's little sister. There are no sides, and I don't want drama, but I'm speaking my truth to heal my traumas so I can close this chapter and move forward, and I wish my sister could do the same. No matter what comes, I will always love my big sister and be here for her. It's time to put an end to the unhealthy chaos that has controlled my life for so long. Jamie Lynn Spears Watson.
Professional. Let's just role play. I'll just be Britney. You be Jamie Lynn. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. In response to this, Britney fired back. Okay. Jamie Lynn, I don't think your book is about me at all. It was kind of, she almost sent an olive branch. And then stuff started coming out about what Jamie Lynn wrote in the book, because then the book came out and the contents of the book also came out, and Britney kind of did a 180 and was like, actually, F you. So this was Britney's quick olive branch to Jamie Lynn, which was
then
the response after, yeah, trying to keep this in order. Yeah. Jamie Lynn, I don't think your book is about me at all. I said some harsh things because you obviously hurt me by the things you are making up about me, which was the whole thing about Brittany being, you know, paranoid and spiraling and erratic. Mm-hmm. And in the book, Jamie Lynn accused Brittany of locking them both in a hotel room with a knife.
Interesting.
Which Brittany says is completely made up. Do we so quickly forget Jamie Lynn in 2014 hopping over the counter,
like a subway counter
at a subway shop and grabbing a knife
and brandishing at the staff workers
at 2 a.m.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Just
what?
No comment.
Are we really going to, do we forget so soon?
Okay. No, I don't think so. Jamie Lynn, congrats, babe. You've stooped to a whole new level of low. I've never been around you ever with a knife, or would I ever even think to do such a thing. The only knife I ever saw you with was at home while cutting a big piece of squash. Thanks for the context. I mean,
that's a little bizarre.
Okay. I ever saw in my life, and it was too big for me to cut. What? Okay.
This is just weird.
So please, please stop with these crazy lies for the Hollywood books. Now and only now, I do know only a scum person would make up such things about someone. I'm actually very confused about you making that up because it's honestly not like you at all. Around the kids? Jamie Lynn, seriously? Come on. Congrats on introducing your older sister to the concept of getting low, lower, and lowest. Because you went on that one, babe. And then she did a trophy emoji, which I was like, get her, Brit. Get her.
Go for it, babe.
After that, Jamie Lynn then made an Instagram story where she pleaded with Brittany, please, let's keep this out of the public eye. Here you go, Jamie Lynn.
Brittany, just call me. I have attempted many times to speak to you directly and handle this privately like sisters should, but you still choose to do everything on a public platform. In the meantime, please stop continuing the narrative that I haven't been there for you or that I'm making things up. I'm happy to share how many times I've reached out to you, supported you, and tried to help you. This is embarrassing and has to stop. Love you.
Embarrassing. Let's talk about embarrassing. The next day, Jamie Lynn goes on the Call Her Daddy podcast, which, first of all, why would she agree to go on a podcast? That's my first question. Second question, how do we get her on our podcast?
Yeah, that's the real
question now. Okay, so she goes on the Call Her Daddy. Everyone knows the Call Her Daddy podcast. And yeah, the whole interview is about Britney's conservatorship. So just like GMA, caught in 4K, you just exposed yourself again. Because you did this whole long Instagram story. Let's end this. Let's not do this publicly. Please call me. Now I'm going to go on this interview and expose everything about the conservatorship. And leak private text messages.
Oh.
She went there. Allegedly, Jamie Lynn sent Brittany a multiple text messages in 2020, which proves that she was there for her sister and that she like had her back and was trying to help her, because Brittany is alleging none of my family did that. You haven't done it. Nobody's done it. Well, here's an actual receipt that Jamie Lynn leaked herself from 2020 that was allegedly a text message to Brittany. Now, I have a question about this. The date does say November 2020, but the contact says my sister, which I thought was odd. Why wouldn't her contact just say Brittany? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's weird.
Go at it, Jamie.
Please read important info that you should know because it seems concerning to me.
I haven't read this either, so I don't know what this is going to say. I'm ready.
Number one. Mom and her lawyers have been in constant contact with Sam Ingram about everything. And I first found
that
strange.
Which was Brittany's court-appointed attorney before the conservatorship ended.
And I first found that strange since you and Mom are not even speaking. I did not understand why Mom would be involving herself or inserting her opinion to your lawyer, especially if you did not ask her to. I quickly realized Mom's focus has been on Dad and her personal attack on him instead of on you and what you need. I think she has your lawyer fighting more for her agenda than yours, and it's only delayed your progress and cost you more money. If Sam tries to deny working with Mom's lawyers or his constant contact with Mom, then we can all get on the phone and I'll be sure he admits the truth, because I have read the messages and heard the conversations. He also made so many mistakes at this last court date, which is why you were denied once again. I don't know if he did such a bad job on purpose, but it's strange that a lawyer would leave so many holes in his petition, which made it an easy denial.
Strange. Isn't that strange? That's strange.
He is trying to create an ongoing fight with someone who isn't trying to fight, and it's clear Sam loves the attention he's getting from your public legal battle, and he goes out of his way to keep his false narratives going so that he can continue to put on a show in the courtroom to get all the press he wants from your court dates, and he absolutely loves all the attention he gets from the hashtag Free Britney fans. He thinks it's his fan club now, which is so weird to me. Also, I will never forget that time we were in Hawaii and I was trying to help you figure out your conservatorship situation, and you called Sam for his help and he sat there and listened to us, but as soon as we hung up, he immediately called Dad and said that I needed to watch because I was trying to take down the conservatorship. He turned on you.
To be watched? Like, yeah, as in that's Jamie what it's supposed to be. To be watched?
Yeah. He turned on you in a second, which is why I never trusted him. Number two. Dad wants to resign, and he has for some time now, exclamation mark. That's
new to me.
He would like to quit wasting time and money on all of the lying lawyers and be able to directly speak with you to assure no one is speaking for you, and that will make his resignation process go a lot faster. Because Dad has been aware of the relationship between Mom, Mom's lawyers, and Sam, so he just wanted to speak to you himself to make sure everything's being said and done. Everything being said and done by them was truly what you wanted. But Sam will not allow Dad to speak to you at all, which only drags out this legal process for you. And that clearly benefits Sam, because he gets more money the longer he can keep this going. Which is why I believe Sam is supporting Mom and her lawyers, creating more reasons to stay in court over money and other issues that have nothing to do with Dad being removed as conservatorship of your estate, which I assume is what you wanted the most. 3. I actually spoke to Dad, and he is more than willing to agree to drop all this extra legal crap, extra lawyers, and extra court dates that they keep creating, only to for you to keep getting denied and letting you down each time. If you're willing to speak with him and start the actual legal process of getting what you want, then Dad is on board with that as well. Number 4. I have nothing to gain or lose in this situation, no matter what happens with the conservatorship, but I'm sick of seeing this whole thing just keep going in circles, so I figured I should see what I could do to help. I'm upset that it's led to me not speaking to Mom, but I think it's the right thing to do for now, so that you know
Jamie
everything.
Jamie Lynn wasn't speaking to their mom?
Apparently. Oh. And so that you know everything and aren't constantly being fed bullshit. I have no reason to send this to you other than I love you and I'm trying to be helpful. I'm here if you need anything. Love you.
That was all the text? That was the whole text? It was like a really long text.
Yeah.
Okay. Reaction to this text message. Does it clear Jamie Lynn's name?
If it's real, I would say it definitely helps, but I honestly don't
know if I believe that it's real. She just put this out. So, like, I guess this is what she's talking about in her book about being there for Britney. But then if Britney knows this, but see, nope, here's a catch. In the conservatorship, I think to our knowledge, there were whispers that Britney didn't have access to her phone. Remember that she wasn't in control of her social media, that she was being sent away to, like, mental health facilities for months at a time. So if she sent this text to Britney, then could her handlers have deleted it? Could she have never seen it?
Yeah, that's like, a valid point.
Because we don't know Britney's access to her phone. So the big
question, if you know if the phone is getting taken away, it's, I feel like sending a text is a very risky move.
Yeah, especially when there's like this is a scheme. Like, the conservatorship is a big, it's like a conspiracy. Mm-hmm. So, and the FBI actually just busted Jamie. They proved that he had planted security devices in Britney's bedroom.
That's
which
so
is a crime.
Scary.
So we'll see where that goes.
That is so fucking scary.
But Jamie claimed on the podcast, this is the text message that clears my name. So then Britney watched the podcast, and here is Britney's response to the podcast. All right. I flew home to Jamie Lynn on the couch watching her TV shows right after Justin and I broke up. I was a ghost there. I had worked my whole life and I didn't know how to be served by Mama, which is what she refers to her mom. I guess I didn't really need to explain that. Mama means mom. Sit there and get served the chocolate milkshakes with the perfectly crushed ice with the secret chunky sugar. Meanwhile, what? What is she talking about? Milkshakes?
She gives a lot. She writes her captions like J.R. Tolkien writes. Okay. Scenes in his book. There's just a lot of extra detail about random extraneous things that don't matter.
Okay. Meanwhile, Jamie Lynn, you were 12. She indulges with the TV for hours, then goes to lay out on a raft at the pool. So I think she's trying to get at that, like, Jamie Lynn never had to work for anything. This is her life. My life was hard. She just got to lay around at the pool on my dime, probably. Mm-hmm. I'm in shock because this was never my life. Yeah, exactly. Justin's family was all I knew for many years. Things are very different now, and Jamie Lynn used to have a Nickelodeon show. All I remember saying was, damn, how the hell does a 12-year-old land a Nickelodeon show? Probably because she was Britney Spears' sister. Well, I never got my iced chocolate drink. Thanks for letting us know. I mean, yeah, I'm a grown-up, right? But then maybe I might need a little support. It was a People magazine cover. The people show up, and as Jamie Lynn says, I was scared. Fuck yeah. My mama was on pain medication and could barely hold a conversation in the house because her and my dad split, and she was more messed up than anything. So her dad's an alcoholic, and her mom's a pill popper. Lovely. Allegedly. I remember her sitting on the floor in a conversation and she never got up. And I'm sorry, Jamie Lynn. I wasn't strong enough to do what should have been done. Slapped you and mama right across your effing faces. Yikes. And why do I say that? You selfish little brat. Saying how weird and dumb it was that I bought a house for mama. She was so proud and you told that interview girl, the Call Her Daddy podcast, that it was just weird. Like, I guess I will just walk in these heels. What does that mean? Okay.
I guess.
Oh, I guess I will just walk in these halls.
Let me see.
I guess I would just walk in these halls. Why did you say, I don't know. Why did you say that? And why watching your at length interview, really 2 hours or more, and the topic about the knife, which is ironically the only lie you've ever told in your whole life. Why is that conversation 20 minutes? And the most degrading to me. Oh, but you don't want to keep talking about it because you don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, yet you let it linger forever, saying you felt unsafe with me and weird. F you, Jamie Lynn. My mouth was on the floor the way you talked back to mama when I came home. Shocked out of my mind. You were effing hateful to her, and I know mama had been lazy with me, but I'm sorry, you deserved way more than a purse knocked at you by mama. She should have whipped your ass. Poor mama took it too, just like I did in the end. She worshipped you too much, I know, but if you came out of my stomach, I would have popped the shit out of your little ass. When I came home, you and your little friends all thought I wasn't cool. You felt bad for me in the breakup. Hell no, you didn't. You and your friends all dyed your hair like Christina Aguilera, and you no longer wanted to play with me anymore. Never shut you out ever. I never shut you out ever. I get it. You were 12, but you were effing hateful to mama. Being cool with your stupid dark hair. Are we shading Christina Aguilera here? You can paint it however you like, but dear child, you shut me out when I needed you the most. Writing in your book saying that I wasn't like your mom anymore. No, you hurt me. Period.
It's a lot to take in.
I mean, it's just... And then we have the cease and desist. Would you like to read the cease and desist?
I would
desist?
Love to read the cease and desist.
Here is the cease and desist.
Cease and Denise.
The cease and desist.
Jamie Lynn Spears. Dear Miss Spears, as you know, I represent your sister, Britney Spears, and I write at her request concerning the above-referenced matter. Oh, which is the cease and desist letter for things I should have said, which is the title of her book.
Her memoir, yeah.
We write with some hesitation because the last thing Britney wants is to bring more attention to your ill-timed book and its misleading or outrageous claims about her. Although Britney has not read and does not intend to read your book, she Ooh. And millions of her fans were shocked to see how you exploited her for monetary gain. She will not tolerate it, nor should she. You of all people know the abuse and wrongdoing Britney had to endure during the conservatorship after initially growing up with a, quote, ruinous, end quote, alcoholic father. In fact, your own book,
Oop, here it comes.
In italics, reportedly states that your father, quote, spent most of my life in that cycle of ruinous behavior. His bouts of drinking caused me periods of torment and sorrow, end quote.
Use her own book against her.
As I have previously stated, having endured a 13-year conservatorship that stripped her of her civil rights and fundamental liberties, Britney will no longer be bullied by her father or anyone else. Britney was the father. Britney was the family's breadwinner, and she is.
Take it from Britney.
Britney was the family's breadwinner, and she also otherwise supported you. Publicly airing false or fantastical grievances is wrong, especially when designed to sell books.
Period.
It is also potentially unlawful and defamatory. Ooh. Michelle Obama famously said, "When they go low, we go high." And to Britney's great credit, that is exactly what Britney is going to do for the time being. You recently reported stating that the book was, quote, not about her, end quote. She takes you at your word, and we therefore demand that you cease and desist from referencing Britney derogatorily during your promotional campaign. If you fail to do so or defame her, Britney will be forced to consider and to take all appropriate legal action.
Boom.
Your representatives may contact me if you have any questions. Sincerely yours, signed, Matthew S. Rosengart.
So let's pull this cease and desist apart. okay? Because my favorite thing is when he quotes the Michelle Obama quote about Britney taking the high road, and then she puts this out and she's like, I would have smacked your ass. So
it's quite funny.
It's quite funny. When they go low, do you really go high in your personal experience? Do you go high? Do you take the high road? Are you a high road taker?
I'm...
There's a famous quote about the high road. It's easy to take the high road when the low road is the gutter.
Yeah, I feel like that's how I feel.
But see, I'd rather be in the gutter and be justified.
I think, here's the thing. I think it depends on the person and the situation. Like, if I really care about you and, like, you're hurting me, then I will try to find it in my heart to forgive you and take the high road. But if you've screwed me over one too many times, then it's like, you're going to fight dirty, I'm going to fight dirtier.
You know what? And that, see, that's what Brittany is doing right now. But the thing is that I don't know if Brittany's, or if Jamie Lynn has done anything that would warrant legal action. Like, defamatory statements, I think, because Jamie Lynn's lawyer responded to that and put out a statement saying, you know, what has Jamie Lynn done that would cause litigation? And that's kind of true on a level. I guess the claims about her being on a knife, you know, Brittany locking in a room with a knife and being erratic and all this stuff. But if those are her personal experiences, it isn't really technically hearsay. Mm-hmm. So.
But I mean, it's like, I can say with my sexual assault, if I wanted to, I could come out here and be like, hey, everyone, this is who sexually assaulted me. And this is what happened. I could tell that story. But until I can prove it, he could still come out and be like, oh, you're defaming me.
See, that's what it is.
And that's where it sucks, because it's still my personal experience. It still happened to me, and I know that it happened to me, but I can't prove that it happened. So he still has the right to be like, well, you can't say that about me, because that hurts my feelings.
So what have we learned from this week-long public back? This is going to be in the history books. Like, what a time to be alive. Like, that we're sitting here watching the crumbling of a family going back and forth on social media. Wild to me. What have we learned? Brittany's father is an alcoholic. Her mother's a pill popper. Jamie is a spoiled little brat who wanted to be like Christina Aguilera. Did I say Brittany?
No, you said Christina Aguilera. Okay, good.
No, no, Jamie, like, Jamie wanted to be Christina Aguilera, not Brittany. And what do we learn about Brittany? That
she's probably off her meds again.
Yes. But does she need them? Do you think that maybe after all those years of being forced to take meds that it's really messed her up? And that,
I mean, if they had her on lithium for like 4 months, that wouldn't surprise me.
And like the mental hospital where she had to like give like a gallon of blood a week and she had to do like 10 hours of therapy a day. That would make anybody crazy. I'd be doing skits on Instagram. I'd be singing from the rooftop if that happened to me. We'd be doing skits on Instagram. So you know what? If Brittany wants to do skits on Instagram, I think that's fine. Whatever.
Whatever makes her happy.
Jamie Lynn needs to pay the rent. And I think that at this point, if I were to give her any advice, is stop doing interviews about your sister. If you want to promote this memoir because you need to get the bag, fine. Go for it. But doing 2-hour interviews all about Brittany, I would be like, you know
what? It's just such a bad idea. Anybody can tell you that's a bad idea.
Like, do the interview and talk about your memoir and be upfront and say, like, right at the beginning, this happens with PR. You talk about, like, you ask about what you're going to talk about. Be sure to specify, I'm not going to answer any questions about my sister. That's what you should be doing if you want to keep this not public. Right? Because Brittany's been locked up forever. Now Brittany's airing all this dirty laundry, as she should. You should not, because it has nothing to do with you except for the moments that you've
been
involved.
And you're going to put yourself on a hit list by continuing to try and air out Britney's dirty laundry when Britney's already had the media and her family drag her for so long.
Well,
by hit list, I mean Britney's hit list.
Yeah, Britney's. I mean, you know, Jamie Lynn, good luck paying the rent. Good luck. That's what I'm going to say. Good luck paying the rent.
Good luck with that car payment.
Good luck with that.
Well, while Jamie Lynn Spears is explaining to her oldest daughter why her crazy aunt is off the rails again, Kim Kardashian is trying to explain to her daughter why Kanye West wasn't invited to the birthday
party.
Won't
be showing up to the party. No, okay. This is crazy to me. So Kanye West is out here in the press making videos claiming, and you can find these videos on Instagram. I think TMZ has them.
We have them posted as well.
Yes, that he was not invited to his daughter Chicago West's birthday party.
Did she turn now? How old is she, like 8?
Oh, God, I don't know. Is it bad that I don't know?
I don't think so.
Is it bad that I don't know? No, I don't really care. Google her age.
She's 4.
Oh. Kim, give your baby daddy an invite. Like, he lives across the street now. Like,
I just feel like they're not, especially if they're not on like horrible terms, I just feel like it's wrong not to invite. Well,
okay, but here's the thing. Kim, through her lawyer, put out a statement saying he wasn't not invited. There's pictures of him being there, which is true. But according to Kanye, in these videos that he posted, he wasn't invited and that he had to get the address from Travis Scott. That Travis and Kylie let him in. Security wouldn't let him in. And Kylie had to come to the door to let him in. Mm. But allegedly, Pete Davidson was there. Allegedly.
Well, yeah, I would imagine.
Which is why he's mad, like, the boyfriend's allowed in, but security stops me.
Yeah.
And he said,
which I would be pissed too. And I feel like that's wrong of Kim if this is true.
But then Kim is saying that Pete has never been to the house, never been around the kids. Kanye wasn't not invited. He was there. Here's the receipts. I'm confused. Like, was he invited? Was he snubbed? Like, is he making this up? Because he was, okay, ultimately you're at the birthday party. You're pictured there. So what's the truth? We'll probably never know.
We'll probably never know.
But he should have been invited. And you should have sent him the address. Kimberly, bad move. Bad move, Kimberly. Did you see the video of Kanye beating up that autograph seeker? Yeah, in Soho. At like 3 in the morning, he was outside of this warehouse with bodyguards and like a family member. And this guy who wanted an autograph came up to him and Kanye punched him, like knocked him to the ground and then hit him again when he was on the ground. And in the video, you see the guy laying on the ground and his cousin, I learned later it was his female cousin, is like, yay, come with me, get away from this. And Kanye is like yelling. And then the guy taking the video wants to call the police. And I guess the LAPD is investigating.
That's crazy.
Poor Kanye.
He just can't catch a break.
He just can't. And if this is birthday party,
but I mean,
is
it's
true,
also his own fault.
Kim is like, doing him dirty,
if it
though.
Isn't the consequences of my own actions. Like, all this stuff is happening because of, as
maybe
a direct
Kris Jenner.
Result of Kanye's own choices that he's made in his life. But at the same time,
true?
It's like...
True, because he is dating that actress Julia Fox that nobody's heard of.
I saw a rumor that they were engaged.
No, they're not engaged.
I saw a rumor about it.
Wait, really? They're engaged? Okay, but then why is he still publicly admitting that he wants to get back together with Kim when she's dating and he's dating? How embarrassing. Could you imagine if you were dating a guy that was still publicly wanting to go back to his ex-wife? She's just along for the ride. She's going to get all those free butt injections and all that free Yeezy and
saying.
Be on
it's
her
like
way.
It's like, if you're in it for the bag, then it doesn't really matter if he's in love with you or not.
Did you know that Julia Fox, who's the girl that he's dating, did a magazine cover with Pete Davidson a year ago?
I know, I
so
saw that.
So people think that he's dating Julia to get under Pete's skin. Yeah.
Really legend. Interesting.
I think Kanye West is a very misunderstood man.
Well,
I don't
here's
think
the thing.
He's, I think it's like a Britney situation. I don't think he's as crazy as everybody says, because when I used to watch, like if I would catch Keeping Up with the Kardashians when he was on it, he was very normal and like a family guy. And I think that he probably does have some issues, probably just like Britney.
Well, we know
like
that
all
he's bipolar, right? Which so am I.
But he's made out to be insane. Like, do you think he's like nuts?
I've definitely acted insane though. There's people out there in this world that think I'm absolutely fucking batshit.
You are?
Yeah, me personally.
Well, we know this.
And I've definitely done things to earn that title. But like 90% of the time, I'm a very well-functioning, well-adjusted member of society. It's that 10% of the time that I'm when I'm off my fucking rocker,
and see,
that you need to be careful.
That's what the media... So the media is making it look like that 10% of the time for Kanye when he's maybe in a manic episode is the 90%. Mm-hmm. So I feel like Kanye is misunderstood. I hope that he was invited to the birthday party. But why would he make that up, that he had to get the address from Travis?
It could be that, like, literally, maybe he's reading too much into it. He's feeling a little bit sensitive about it, where, like, he was trying to reach out to Kim. Kim wasn't responding because she was busy with something. And so then he had to get the address from Travis. And so that is, I think it's probably a technicality where what he's saying is technically true, but it's not.
It's being spun a little
bad.
Bit.
Yeah.
Like she didn't probably
context.
Snub him.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
she probably was like, hey, there's a birthday party happening for Chicago. You know, I'll give you more details later. And then maybe it's spaced
or maybe
her
through
mind.
Her assistant or something. But like I was going to say, what a problematic guest list of that party. First of all, you have Kanye West. Then you have Travis Scott. Right. And then you just have all the Kardashians there. Like I to be a fly on the wall at a Kardashian event.
I imagine being like you
could we
imagine
sneak
getting
in? Do you think we could sneak in and like take our mics and be like
imagine having a child who's friends with Chicago.
That's what I
and
think
so
about.
You have to bring your child and you're like, hi, my daughter's little Cindy Lou. They're just like, oh, yeah.
That's what I think about all the time is, like, if my kid went to, like, Beverly Hills Elementary School and had a chance to be friends with, like, a famous person, I'd, like, push him across the room and be like, okay, go say hi to, you like, so-and-so. And then, like...
It'd be a terrible... That's terrible parenting.
And then, like,
that's
their assistant would be parenting. Like, would be like, hi, I'm so-and-so's assistant, you know... my Kim wants to invite, you know, your son over for a play date with North. And I'm like, who? Like, who? And North
Kim Kardashian. I've never heard of her.
Great. And then I'd like give my, like at 5 years old, I'd be like, okay, now give this ring to North and like, let's sign the documents now, get you legally married at 5. So we're locked in. Like, that's my mind though. I'd be like, go over to the other side of the classroom. But knowing my kid would befriend the weird kid and I'd be like pushing him. Like when we do carpool, I'd be like, when we go on the field trip, I'll drive North. Like I'll drive North. Like I'll
I volunteer.
North. Yeah. Yeah.
That's really
would
funny.
You come on? Would you not?
I don't want kids, so it doesn't matter to me.
How are you going to get an in at a Kardashian birthday party?
You sleep with somebody.
Or like Courtney and Travis. Like at high school, I'd be like, okay, now go be friends with Travis Barker's son so we can meet Courtney. You know what I mean? Like,
I said what I said.
Yeah.
Sleep with somebody.
There you go. But how? Okay, but the assistant maybe? Maybe like sit outside of the school and
you
be like,
have
hey.
To be, you don't have to be batting with the A-listers. You just got to bat with like the B-listers, C-listers, and then you're still there. You just... You get a little more anonymity and then you
Julia
just
Fox. Rub older, you just Julia, rub you're the next Julia Fox because now everybody on earth knows who this girl is.
Yeah.
Well, bye, George. It's been a minute since we've heard from...
Bye, George.
From... Yeah. Wait, is that his name? Prince Charles? No, it's probably not. It's not George, is it? Because Prince Charles has died. But did I make a joke without knowing? Did I make a meme?
Who's George? There's a George in the royal family.
Who? It's not Prince Charles, is it? Because he's the... No, no. Prince Charles is... No. It's... Isn't it Prince Charles that just died? The grandpa? The grandfather?
Prince George. He's third in line to the throne. He's
Kate Middleton and Prince William's son.
Yeah.
Well, bye, George. It has been a minute since we have heard from my favorite two, Prince Harry and Meghan.
The most out of touch couple.
Those two. So quirky. Diddly darn. So different. They left the royal family to pursue a normal life. I lose sleep over that. Like, could you imagine being in the royal family and like effing it up so bad that you have to literally flee the country? I lose sleep.
And this
over
is modern this. Day. This is modern over. Day England. This isn't like the 1800s where like you sneeze
like
the wrong
beheaded.
Way and you're gonna be beheaded. Yeah.
Like this is life is easy. Okay. So, Meghan and Prince Harry are whining again because of security concerns. Now. This isn't what it seems because when you're a royal, you get like, it's like in America, like presidents get like CIA Secret Service, right? But when you're a royal, you get the protection of the, like the police, mm-hmm. police protection in the UK. When you're not a royal, you don't get that. I feel like that's a pretty obvious fact, right?
Yeah. You mean you're still protected by the police like
no.
anybody
well,
else?
Like, but... Yeah, but you don't have like official royal protection.
Yeah.
Prince Harry didn't know this. So... Prince Harry is mad because he wants to attend...
Well, former Prince Harry.
Former Prince Harry.
Now he's just
private
Harry.
Citizen now. Yeah, we'll take Harry. That back. Harry. Harry and Meghan. He wants to go to... I think it's Prince Charles, isn't it? Prince Charles's funeral in... I think it's coming up. And he wants to go, except the royal family said that they're not going to be providing him with royal security, like police protection, because mm-hmm. he left the royal family, gave up his title. So he's like anybody else, right?
Yeah.
So he has his own private security that he pays for in California because they live in LA with their two kids. And he has his own like private security like any other celebrities would, right?
Oh, I love. Get me the private security team.
Get me the po-po. No, I need the loo. Could you imagine being at the... This whole episode is full of...
We just offended all of our British fans.
No, full of like hypotheticals. I'm like, could you imagine? No, could you imagine... being at Prince Charles's funeral and like standing up and being like, I need the key to the loo. I need the key to the loo.
What's the code to the loo?
What's the code to the loo?
The passcode. Is that an American thing to have like key codes on the doors? Let us know in the comments. Is this
like a lock? Know, like a,
they
yeah.
have them at my work. Like the keypads. Bathroom yeah, has yeah. a keypad we, to get in. Is that an American yeah. thing or is that like an everywhere thing?
Target
now
is
I'm
that
curious.
Too. Except our keypad is broken so anybody can come into our staff only area.
Well, don't tell them that.
Yeah. Oh, everybody. No. So they have their own private security, right? But when they go to the funeral, they're not allowed to bring their own privately paid for security because they can't get clearance to be within the royal family. That makes sense?
Interesting.
Because they're private security and they're not like official government protection. Mm-hmm. So Harry and Meghan are between a rock and hard place because they can't pay for their own security. and like private security and bring it around the royal family, and then they can't, they're not allowed to have royal police protection because they're not part of the royal family. So they're throwing a fit and they're threatening not to come over security concerns.
I mean, I can actually legit understand where they're coming from with this. Like, I'm not going to just sit here and be like, you guys are lame, so I'm going to boo you on everything. I can actually understand where they're coming from.
Of course,
they
have to make it public, though. We have to all know about it.
Well,
but I mean, like, I get it, though, because then, like, what are you supposed to do? Because you're public figures and you're celebrities, but you're also like, no matter if you have royal titles or not, you're still royal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there is like a definite real concern there. Like, you need security. So I feel bad for them. I can't believe I'm saying that. That's coming out of my mouth. That tastes so bad. Because like, they need security. So like, what are they supposed to do?
Yeah.
So I guess maybe they just shouldn't go.
Yeah, it just sucks because then it's like, this is a family member whose funeral you may want
exactly
to.
Exactly. So
you just zoom in.
How do they, but then how do they go to any family event going forward? Because like, they're not going to have that police protection. And they don't deserve police protection. Like, if you leave the royal family, you don't get to still have the benefits
of the royal family.
And that's what the police, the former head of royal security said, was like, Harry can't pick and choose when he wants to come to the UK and receive protection. But then they should at least allow him and Meghan to bring their own security, right?
Yeah, I don't see why there's an issue there with, like, I just don't understand why, what do you mean they can't get clearance? Like,
well, because it's like the world, it's like, okay, so imagine if you're a celebrity and you have your own bodyguard and you go, us famous podcasters right here, right? We're so famous.
Oh, of course.
And we have our own bodyguards. And the president invites us to the White House because that is obviously very realistic and will probably happen someday. I don't know if our bodyguards could get into the White House because they're not clearance, like approved. Like, does that make sense? Because like, you could be a bodyguard and secretly be a terrorist being my bodyguard to get into the White House to bomb it.
That's fair. Okay.
I'm going to be put on like the FBI's like most wanted list. I'm not going to bomb the White House. But like, there could be like a rat in the security team that goes to be with the royal and assassinates the queen. Like, so they don't have clearance.
Gotcha.
So I think that's what it means. It's like Michael Scott, like, sometimes I start a sentence, I don't even know where it's going, but I find it along the way.
Love it.
Anyway, good luck, Prince Harry and Meghan. Did you hear the conspiracy that the Queen Elizabeth is really dead and they're holding off on announcing her death until after her 70 years as a royal? Because she's coming up on this big anniversary that she's the first monarch ever to hit 70 years on the throne.
And then she'll hit it and then die the next
day. And then they'll announce her death because they just want her to get to the 70 years. Couldn't we have done that with Betty White? Like, couldn't they just waited?
They could have just waited until she was 100.
But I mean, good luck, Meghan and Harry. I just don't want to hear about it anymore, you know? But like, secretly, I love it because I love to hate them. You know, valid. It is what it is. And we're having so much fun with these people that I just love so much.
These couples that you really adore.
These couples. Let's talk about another one of my favorite couples. Can you guess who it is?
Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox, perhaps.
Yes. It is. Great guess. Thank you. Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox. They just got engaged. We talked about it last week.
I love them.
If it couldn't get more bizarre, think again, because it has.
Okay.
We talked about their engagement, drinking each other's blood under the banyan tree and all that crap.
the banyan tree.
This week, they're like, hold my beer. Okay. Because now guess what kind of type of stuff they're on, right?
If I had to take a wild guess,
take a wild guess at what we're talking about, Megan and MGK.
Semen in a jar that she's wearing around her neck.
No, but close.
Really?
No. Oh. the engagement ring. Look, I like how I looked at my hand. Like, am I wearing it? No. Their engagement ring. Remember we talked about last week? And
I thought it was really pretty.
Because it was like birthstone. It was like two diamonds.
Yeah, and it's two hearts that is like their birthstones together.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, Machine Gun Kelly has decided to let everybody know that the ring, the band, there's like thorns inside the ring or something, or the band, the ring band is made of thorns or something. So that, and I quote, the bands are actually thorns. So if she tries to take it off, it hurts. Love is pain. No words. Absolutely no words. Getting your live reaction.
I mean, the good news is that if it's real metal, you'll never really need to take it off.
Okay, pause. If their marriage lasts and they grow old together, and he's on the couch watching TV and she's doing the dishes, And she takes off every time she has to do the dishes or do anything to take a shower, take off this ring. It's going to get real tiring when it hurts. Because like right now it's like, oh, babe, that's so hot. Like it's so us. And then like in a year, it's she's going to be like
really annoying.
Shit, can't get it off. And it's going to hurt like heck.
Yeah, that's like a weird possessive like thing like to add into the design choice. I don't know. I don't like that. It feels a little bit like creepy possessive to me.
We won't go there. It's like the paint, like the
sadomasochism.
I don't know. It's just creepy to me. Like why would you create something so beautiful that's going to hurt your
the person that you love? Yeah.
Love is pain, bruh.
That is a weird design.
But is it not so on brand? This is so on brand.
It
really is.
It definitely
is so on brand for them. So I don't know. I mean, good luck in 10 years when it's going to be a real hassle. It's going to get old very fast.
I'm sure they can shave it off though. I'm sure that
what does that mean? Are there thorns inside the band? Like, or the band is made of?
I would love to see the inside in order to truly understand.
Could you ship it to us just for like a day for like to examine it?
Yeah.
I'm sure that's reasonable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just need to know.
For science. RIP to Megan's
fingers though.
Wedding finger. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a little rough.
Yeah.
Speaking of rough.
Oh.
What can be rougher than imagining you go? Imagine this. Let's go back to another imaginal.
Okay. Oh, another hypothetical.
Another hypothetical. You find yourself on this beautiful tropical oasis island.
Yep.
You hear the waves crashing against this beautiful sandy beach. You hear birds fluttering in the trees.
I'm there.
You see a bar with free drinks on the house and you're about to film a new TV show.
Free drinks?
Okay. And you think you're about to have the best summer of your entire life.
I'm there.
When they strip away from you the one thing that makes it all worth it, having sex.
Too Hot to Handle, season 3.
Is out.
It's
very
out.
Exciting. We've watched the season premiere.
Yeah, okay, you got me on this bandwagon. And we're some good fans of trashy reality TV. I don't
Absolutely.
Like a lot of dating shows. Like, I don't watch, like, Love Island, X on the Beach. I watch Bachelor in Paradise like occasionally. I don't watch The Bachelor or anything. Do you?
No.
Like this is kind of it. FBoy Island I like.
Yeah, FBoy Island was really good. Too Hot to Handle is good. For me, it's got to have a cool niche. It can't just be a dating show on a
like,
pretty
this is
island.
Cool because
it has to have stakes.
Exactly. So if you haven't seen the show, it's basically about taking the hottest people in the world, putting them on an island.
Sex fiends.
And they're not allowed to kiss, like do any heavy petting. They can't touch each other. They can't do anything.
Yeah.
And there's this big jackpot, and every time they break a rule, so they kiss or they do other things,
money is deducted out, and more money is deducted.
Yes. So they all get mad at each other because they're all like doing
rule
break. They're horrible people. But they're so hot, so like you forgive them. So we both watched the premiere. I want your thoughts on the premiere because anytime I start a new season like this, I always hate the new people because I miss the old people, mm-hmm. and then I get into them. Who are like your favorite so far?
I love Georgia. She's definitely going to be a fan favorite for sure.
Can we just admit, out of all the girls, she is the hottest?
Oh, absolutely. She's stunning.
Doesn't she
she's
look
the
like
best
Margot
looking
Robbie?
Person there.
She looks and sounds exactly like Margot Robbie to me.
I don't see that exactly. I can see a little bit
but
of it.
But now that I told you, next time you watch, look for it because it's there.
Okay. I will look for that.
Steven,
he's hot. My boyfriend Hilarious. Was really funny. I watched it with my boyfriend and he was like losing brain cells trying to watch this. He's not really into these kind of shows, so he was like
okay
he was feeling tortured basically watching this. He had a headache by the end of it. I thought it was really funny.
We're talking about main characters though. Georgia
yeah.
and Steve are the main
He was
characters.
Like, I was
I'm
looking
just
at Steven. I guess I was looking at him for a little too long because he was like, so what's this? Is this your type now? And I was like, it was really funny.
Toxic white dudes? No. Okay.
Covered in tattoos?
But a healthy
yeah.
toxic. Like he, but like at least he was toxic and he owned it.
Yeah.
You know, like he was like, I'm here to play. Like,
yeah,
I think
it's funny.
I can respect that.
Yeah.
Who do we not like right off the bat? Okay. I texted you. I sent you a text 5 minutes in the premiere and I said, why do I already hate Patrick?
Here's the thing with Patrick. And my boyfriend brought this up. He's Native Hawaiian, and he was like, it pisses me off that Patrick is making his entire identity the fact that he's Hawaiian.
And the whole, like, he gave two flowers to two girls in the same day. Like, you deserve this flower. You're beautiful. And then, like, you cut to his, like, interviews, and he's like, I know every single animal in Hawaii. And, like, he starts listening to him. I'm like, And then the conversations he has with the guys and stuff, they edit it in a way that it looks so cringy.
At first I liked him because I was like, he seems like kind of down to earth and like the least of a like a player of all the dudes.
But there's just like, it's behind the eyes.
I didn't actually notice it until Joey pointed it out. But then once they did, I couldn't help noticing that like every time he comes on screen, they play Hawaiian music, which like that's not his fault. That's the editing too.
Yeah.
But it's like, it sucks that they're making his entire persona
the Hawaiian
Hawaiian one. Yeah. And it's just like weird.
Yeah, because then, like, we don't really get to know him.
Yeah.
Maybe because there was, like, nothing there and they had to, like, spice it up a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, some people, it's
Joey
just
looked at him, and after, like, the first 5 minutes, he was like, this guy has no personality. He's just Hawaiian.
Can I be friends with your boyfriend? I think we would get along great.
It was very interesting.
Okay, who else? Truth, Robert.
First of all, I hate the name Robert with a burning passion.
But why does he go by Bobby? He could go by Bobby.
Bobby's gross. That's not a sexy name. No one wants to moan Bobby in bed.
It's better than Robert. Okay, but then you pick Truth.
Truth is kind of cool though.
Yeah, come true. It's like.
Let's
yeah,
look at the other cast. There's another girl. I think Jazz was her name. The super tall girl.
No, that was Holly.
No, not Holly.
Look up the cast. I literally thought mid episode we're gonna have to look up like Wikipedia and figure out these people's names.
Yeah, Jazz. She seems really sweet.
Yeah. She seems sweet, but I think that she doesn't have a chance in hell with
Izzy on the loose.
With Truth, because Izzy and Truth are already like first kiss, like 10 minutes in.
I like Izzy. She's gonna be a player.
She
for
reminds
sure.
me of Emily from last season. Mm-hmm. Remember who got with Cam?
And first episode already the I first know. Rule break, like 10 minutes later with Izzy and
no, it wasn't a rule break though, because it was before the ban.
No. In the room with the two girls.
Georgia and Izzy.
Yeah, Georgia and Izzy rule break right away.
Okay, but I have a question. I was thinking about this while I was watching. Why is it so acceptable for girls to kiss each other, but guys don't?
Because it's fetishized.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's because guys think it's hot, and this is just like a general arching statement, but like a lot of guys are like, oh, it's hot when girls kiss other girls. So it's fine if you do that, babe. But then it's like,
I don't think that way. I just thought it was like, that's a pointless rule break. Like, you're rule breaking.
They're
like,
breaking the rules for the purpose of breaking the rules.
Do you think the producer sent them in there and was like, do it?
Maybe.
Like, rule break right away.
Maybe.
Okay. I was going to say, who's the most annoying right now in the cast? Bo irritates me. The girl from London, the blonde girl. She just is a little
the way that she talks is irritating. A little bit annoying. She's gorgeous. She's super hot, banging body.
Yeah. Chloe Fineman from SNL. You know who Chloe Fineman is?
No.
You would know what she looks like if you saw her. Look her up right now. Google her. Chloe Fineman. She looks like Chloe Fineman with a bunch of makeup and a big weave. I swear to you. That's who she looks like. And big lips.
Oh, I see it.
You see it?
Yeah, see that.
Doesn't she look like... Here.
She does.
Let me see. Don't you see it?
Yeah, I know that. I definitely can see that.
That's Beau.
I definitely can see that.
Just a little irritating to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, who else is on the cast? What else are their names?
There's Nathan. Nathan seems okay.
Who's Nathan?
He was one of the first guys on
there. Yeah, he was cool. Yeah. There's Harry who
Short King.
Yeah. Harry, Nathan, and Stev are in that triangle for Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like I said, hottest on the island. There's Holly. We're on the Too Hot to Handle Instagram right now.
And then there's two newbies that kind of pop in later. There's Obi and Olga.
But we don't know about them
yet. We're not in there yet.
So thanks for the spoiler. It's fine.
Well, I'm on the Instagram right now.
It's fine. Thanks for the spoiler. It's fine.
We'll definitely keep you posted. We're going to probably binge the rest of the season in the next couple weeks. So we'll definitely come back and talk about our favorites. Maybe get an interview on the podcast.
Yeah. Maybe our least favorites. I already know who I'm not going to like. You know what I mean? What's our predictions? I think that Stev and Georgia are going to get together, but they're going to be super toxic. And then Harry's going to swoop in. Nathan doesn't have a chance.
Harry's the end game. Harry seems like... Here's the thing with Harry. Either he's a player, but he wants
He's the
white
be the
picket
good guy.
Fence ultimately. Yeah. So he's going to win in the end. Yeah. Or it's going to come out that he's the biggest troll of the
Mars.
Or that it's going to come out that he's the biggest troll of them all because he's just using the white picket fence life as a dating tactic.
And I
tactic.
Think I see Izzy and Truth staying together, and then they're going to have a rough patch where he gets with Jazz, and then they get back together at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Do people get cut from the cat? I don't remember.
They've cut people before. Yeah.
Patrick's gonna go home. I just like, I don't see anybody for Patrick. I think Nathan is really nice, but I see him being maybe a little bit too nice.
I can see Nathan getting with like Bo
or like Jazz.
Yeah,
like,
or
like,
Jazz.
Because he kind of looks like Truth a little bit. So like they'll, like Jazz will take the sloppy second from Izzy.
Yeah, they're both tall with tattoos, so yeah. I can see where that type could fall into play.
Tall guy energy. You know what I mean? Did we forget anybody on the cast? Holly. Yeah.
Holly.
Holly's cool.
Holly seems chill. Yeah. I don't know who I'd pair her up with, though, immediately. There's nobody that like stands out to me that seems like to be her
type. Oh, my God. The troll toxic Stev moment.
When he describes George's eyes the same way that Patrick described them to him, I was cackling.
Dead. Okay, so cackling. Stev and Patrick were sitting at the pool, and they're like, who are you going to go for? Who are you going to go for? And they're both like, well, we're both going to go for Georgia. So, like, you know, handshake.
May the best man win.
Yeah. And so Stev was like, you know, be honest, I don't know any of these girls' eye colors because I wasn't looking at their eyes. And Patrick's all like, I'm an eye guy. So I was looking.
Her eyes have this beautiful green with this sage. With a
tint of orange. And Stev is sitting there like, And so Stev goes to talk and have this private conversation with Georgia. And he goes, you know, looking into your eyes, they're this great brown green color with a strike of orange. They're beautiful.
And literally, and like, word for word. Says what Patrick said out loud. And George is like, oh my God, that's the sweetest thing. No one's ever said that to me. And it was
good
game,
dude.
Funny.
That's a good game, though. Good game.
Yeah.
Good game. Well, I'm excited. I'm going to binge this season. I think it's a hot mess waiting to happen. I'm ready. I'm ready. So Too Hot to Handle season 3 is now all on Netflix. If you have not checked it out, check it out. It's going to be your new obsession.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yo, did you hear that Tiffany Haddish got a DUI?
I did.
And was arrested?
That's crazy to me.
I don't really know anything about like what happened. I'm going to Google it for a second because I want to know like Tiffany Haddish is like, everybody loves Tiffany Haddish.
I feel like she's very down to earth 90% of the time.
I saw her mugshot.
This is that 10%.
Here's her mugshot. Smiling. I mean, so she was arrested for DUI. So TMZ, law enforcement, 4 a.m. in Georgia. She was booked for DUI, and she still managed to smile for the camera. I feel like if you're a celebrity and you smile in your mugshot, like, that's the biggest F you ever.
You know you're getting out of it, so.
Oh, she fell asleep at the wheel. They stopped her and arrested her for DUI and improper stopping on a roadway, and that they believe she smoked marijuana. She was in police custody for a few hours. She posted $1,600 of bond out of jail. That's nothing. She was in jail for 2 hours, and no word. She's kind of stayed low.
I don't blame her.
I mean arrest, that's embarrassing.
You never want to smoke and drive. Don't drink and drive. It's just never a good idea.
I was a designated driver one time.
No, you didn't tell me that. You condoned illicit activity.
I did. I went to a party because when we graduated from high school, I went to a senior party. Mm-hmm. And Abby, who's like our friend, who's our other co-host, if you don't know, she's my best friend from high school, aside from you. She wanted to go to this party, and I was like, I don't know, like, it's fine. And my sister was invited, and all these people were invited. I thought, I'm friends with this girl. Why wasn't I invited?
Because you're a stick in the mud.
I really am, because like I have like anxiety of like, how would we get home? Let's make good choices. Like, you know what I mean? But see, I'm just waiting to like freak out when I'm 21. Because if you waste it all now, it's not special. Like, turn 21 and then just explode. You know what I mean?
I just think that's a bad idea. I don't want to be puking on my 21st birthday because I'm trying
to go
crazy.
See, like, you start slowly like to break down the tolerance. But then when you're 21, then you go to Vegas and gamble away all your savings. Anyway, so I was designated driver for Abby because we went to this party and this girl didn't invite me. So I slid up on her story and I was having this conversation with her. And I was like, if we're having a conversation, she'll obviously invite me to this party. Mm-hmm. Right? And it worked. So I was talking to her and I snuck my way in. And it was actually really fun.
How manipulative of you.
I know. I call out all these people and I call out you. I am like being like a lawyer in training and also knowing how to gaslight people. I am such a deadly combination. Like,
you heard it here first, folks.
I don't mean to be, but I'm super manipulative, like over, like getting what I want over like text and things like that. I feel like I could be like a really good gaslighter. And I don't mean to be. It's my DNA.
I'm kicking myself. That is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Okay, like, give me an example of how, like, you've been gaslit.
God, where do we start?
Okay, how about...
I'm not cheating on you, babe. I'm just going out for walks late at night.
Oh, that's good. Or like, okay, like an example. If I'm like,
I just like to drive around Seattle, okay?
Gaslighting. Okay, it's just example. Straight up lying. What if I was like, hey, Lexi, for the podcast, come in costume. And then I didn't wear a costume and you came and I was like, I texted you. You should have worn, like, is that gaslighting?
Gaslighting is more like,
give me the definition of like gaslighting.
So gaslighting is more like, hey, it really hurt me when you said this thing about me. Well, maybe you shouldn't have done something to deserve it.
Oh, okay.
That's more gaslighting, okay. Where you twist it and make it their fault okay. that they were treated poorly.
Lexi, why did you make me look bad on the podcast when you said you had an allergic reaction and that your makeup was an allergic reaction?
But you're the one that said that.
But what did you do to deserve that? You wore it.
This is giving me flashbacks.
Are you being it's like triggering? It's I'm like being triggering. Triggered. Okay, anyway, Tiffany Haddish. Don't drink and drive. Get a driver or something, or a personal assistant.
A lot of people think that they can smoke and drive
because and they're it's fine, like, it's or just drink me. It like, and it's, but it's, like, it's not.
Still impairs you.
Yeah.
It still impairs you. I drove Abby home. I'm fully for, like, I think that, I don't know why weed isn't legal already. Like, let's be honest.
Because it's not good for you.
It's better than alcohol. Sorry. You can't overdose on weed.
I'm on that bit.
There just should be no. You can't overdose on weed.
There should just. True, but it messes.
Alcohol is technically a drug.
I know that, but weed, I'm going to get canceled for this. Marijuana changes your brain waves. It changes how your brain develops.
So does alcohol.
But it's different.
Well, yeah, but alcohol is worse. Alcohol kills people. Oh, true. You can be addicted to alcohol and be no longer able to function.
But then why would you legalize?
You can have like literal physical dependencies on alcohol. That doesn't happen with marijuana.
But it's not good for your body. Like, it's like smoking, like any other drug.
Not necessarily. They use.
Oh, like THC, like cannabis, like for medical purposes. I don't know why you would just, like, I don't think legalize. Like, I think drugs in any form are bad.
Then you shouldn't support alcohol.
If they're not being used for, like, okay, you know what? Lexi, what did you do to deserve this mic hitting? Like, bang, I'm going to hit you across the face with the mic. No. Anyway, Tiffany Haddish, good luck next time. Try.
Something we can all agree on is don't use drugs.
See, here's the issue.
And one drive.
Here's the issue.
That didn't make any sense. I didn't speak English there.
Here is the issue, Tiffany Haddish.
Am I on drugs?
You haven't learned how to do it right. You need to figure it out to where you can do it right and you won't get caught. I think that
smoke a little less next time.
I think that is the goal.
The goal is just to not get caught.
Anyway, to wrap that up, I was Abby's designated driver, and it is very difficult being at a senior party and not doing anything and then getting Abby home. That was fun.
Love that.
Probably not as much fun as Tiffany Haddish had in jail, though.
Oh.
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 I bet she'll gloss over this, too. Like, this won't even affect her career.
I hope
like
not.
Nobody will ever speak about it again. It'll just it'll just fade away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just whatever.
Goodbye.
Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in to yet another episode of the Rumor Mill Podcast. If you'd like to see more of us, you can find us on Instagram at the Rumor Mill Pod. We post basically daily updates about what's going on out there. Give us a follow. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Rumor Mill. You can hit the little bell. You can hit the little bell to be notified whenever we drop a new video. You can find our podcast anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Spotify, yeah. Apple Podcasts. You can find us on Twitter at TRM Updates.
Exactly.
You can find us on TikTok at The Rumor Mill. Yes. We post little highlight snippets of everything. It's wonderful.
Content. King and queen
over
here.
Yeah, we love it.
Main characters.
Yes.
I'm trying to tell you people. It's their fault.
It's all your guys'
fault. It's all
fault.
Your fault. That is everything cycling through the Rumor Mill this week. We are always here recapping entertainment news every Friday. We drop new episodes, and we will see you next week.
See you next week.